certain areas in the country. Asia and Rabi, along with other Kashmiri prisoners of conscience, are in detention for 8 years now without trial. This sounds very similar to what's happening in occupied Palestine, actually. Chairperson of the South African Kashmir Action Group, Mr. Salman Khan, to enlighten us on the matter. Salman, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother. The first interview of the year. And salam to you and to all the beautiful listeners of your radio station in Cape Town.
Always good to have you on, Salman. I believe I missed you when you were in Cape Town a couple of weeks ago because you were doing some wonderful programs talking about the genocide in Kashmir, creating awareness. I believe there were political party representatives from the EFF, Al Jamaa, as well as the ANC that attended a couple of your programs. My apologies, I was out of town. I was so disappointed when I heard that you were here and I missed you.
No problem. Next time, inshallah ta'ala, I was there also last week. Let's get on to the program. I know this is listeners are waiting for our explosive interview. And inshallah ta'ala, I'll invite you in a book launch. And whenever it is, it's always good to talk to you. Yes, continue.
Looking forward to it. Now, Asia Andrabi and a couple others, you need to tell us exactly how many that you are aware of, Salman. Kashmiri prisoners in detention for over 8 years without trial. How many prisoners are in detention here for over 8 years without trial that you know of?
All right, okay. I cannot give you the exact how many over 8 years, but as we talk between the youth, from the 2019, the youth as well as the leaderships and political activists, over 30,000 of them, and they are have been taken away from the middle of the night from the room, from the houses, and there is no way about, do not know, they're all locked up somewhere, even including the top leadership as well. So that's brutal regime. When we talk about Asia Andrabi, that is highlighted now through the media and through, you know, our activism, but having said that, there are people like Maqbul Shah, they are like Yasin Malik. Maqbul Shah has been in a jail for almost 27-30 years without a fair trial, and some have been quietly just have been murdered or hanged. Asia Andrabai, yes, she is a female, one of the face of a resistance, and she was locked after the 2018 when her resistance. She is a founder of the Dukhtarani Millat. Dukhtarani Millat, in a correct form of Urdu linguistic, is been the daughters of the nation and the daughters of the Islamic, you know, the values custodians. And they are very, very staunch on on the type of, like, you know, how the Islam must be practiced in Islam in Jammu and Kashmir, as well as fighting for the rights. And their movement become very strong when they see the young boys like Burhan Wani, Mannan Wani, and many other. They were abducted, they were killed under the pretext of a terrorist attack. And that's where her, she get very actively involved when she, the young boys of from her neighborhood has been shot dead and been celebrated by the India. And that's where she was put into the jail, that, you know, you are creating more incitement, or more, in their word, is incitement, or you're taking it to the media. And because Burhan Wani had a 25,000 followers on a Facebook, and when he died, it quietened off, and she continued with her activism. Then they say, we're going to put you into the jail under the pretext terrorism, belonging to the terrorist organization, and so on and on. So she's along with Nasreen Shaheed, as well as the Sufi Fahmida. Three of them are locked into the jail. She's 64-year-old, the rest of them 43 and 31. So this young woman and elderly has been locked up onto the something which is an unlawful arrest. Secondly, is unlawful detention for the 8 year. And third, they are not been provided under legal counseling. So they're breaking their own constitute, they're breaking the constitute of Jammu and Kashmir, they're breaking the India's, breaking the international convent, as well as South African Bill of Rights. So yeah, it's very, very sad affair of the, you know, of the state in Jammu and Kashmir, a totally banana republic.
Salman, this is a blatant violation of human rights, where people are held as prisoners in detention for over 8 years without trial. It sounds very similar to the system being employed by the Israeli entity and what the occupation forces are doing illegally to Palestinians in several detention centers in the occupied West Bank. It sounds like the same system being employed, or very similar.
Exactly.
At least.
It is a copycat. It is a textbook example of what's happening. I always call it, and one day we need to have engagement on that, because I call it the old Nakba. One started in 1947 of the Kashmir tragedy, was taken over by the Indian Zionist or RSS, you know, the Hindu Dafa, Dattawa of the beautiful land of the Kashmir, and 1948, the tragedy started with the Zionist into the occupied Kashmir. So they copy it. I mean, India is one of the biggest arms supplier of the ammunition the buyer of the Israelis military hardware, and export huge amount of their own softwares and everything else into the thing. So, yeah, they are very much identical, and there are many training camps. Those Shia Bet and Mossad run in India, occupied Kashmir, to make sure they learn exactly the same techniques. What's happening in Gaza, it's happened in Kashmir.
I know you've spoken about this also briefly last year, Salman, the sharing of expertise, military tech, technology, and then also training, where we have found Indian military officials having gone to Tel Aviv sending senior top military officials into occupied Kashmir to help with skill training and upskill the training of Indian military officials. And then we see also the sharing of military technology, and the Indian government, they've made no secret also of the fact that they continue to purchase military tech from the Zionist entity as well. And you've spoken about this a couple of times, actually.
Yes, we have talking about this, and it need to be highlighted. When we talk about the boycott or BDS, we should include India as well, because India is actually directly involved in exporting the arms, ammunition, and as well as the military know-how. Their 2-division force was fighting in Gaza, and also when in 2000, and I think it was 19, if I'm not mistaken, when the India and Pakistan had a small fight where one of the pilot was shot down, and he had a very excellent team in Pakistan custody. There was another jet was shot down, and it's not the rumor, is unclassified, that was an Israeli pilot, and I think it was in Hazard. Their newspaper run that Pakistan is holding a prisoner of war which is belong to Israel, state of Israel. So this is not a hidden, because Israel's biggest threat through the Muslim world is come from Pakistan nuclear power. They have made it few times, and they have attempted actually direct strike on Pakistan capabilities, and Pakistan made it very, very clear that if their Pakistan nuclear capabilities get attacked by Israel, they will not turn to Israel, but they will first destroy India, and then they will take a revenge on. And that's from there. They make 3 attempts coming from Saudi Arabian, the untapped area to the Persian, and from the Iran to Pakistan. So that happened a few times. So this is not a hidden truth. It is an open, if you really study the whole, the area, geopolitics,
Now, Salman, from a cricketing perspective, it's perhaps not related, but I would argue it is related. From a cricketing perspective, we are seeing the T20 World Cup coming up very shortly, early on in the year, in Feb now, in fact, next month. There's talk of having Bangladesh completely removed from the T20 World Cup, and then also talk of the Pakistani team also being removed. And here we see the power and the authority that the BCCI holds over the ICC, and these decisions could possibly also go ahead. But because of the outspoken nature of Bangladesh and Pakistan as cricketing nations, knowing that the politics cannot be separated from the sport, and what happened a few months ago with the Indian team not wanting to accept the trophy from a Pakistani cricketing official, senior official, sheer disrespect and scant regard for authority.
Yes, it's true. Look, how they do, they play very game, like in South Africa, they send the Guptas, and they had all the intelligence, the 2 divisions of them here sitting, and they strive to slowly, not only capture, state capture, they hijack South African foreign policy, they hijacked South African media. You are not talking on a national media because every institute or every media house you call, there is an Indian custodian are sitting. So in the ICC, they have numerous, because they put a lot of money in it, they have a numerous top officials, those who protect the Indian affairs and things. So yeah, that is unfortunately the situation. My brother, I need to cut short because I'm talking and I see the police is waving behind me. So I think I need to, I'm driving at the moment as I'm talking and I think they have picked me up already on the radar.
Okay, well, we don't want you to get a fine or a ticket, Salman Khan. Let's leave it on that note.